Something for the weekend. Good morning. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Shane Ryan is here from Feed, the Irish plant-based food brand. So spelled F-I-I-D. And we're talking to Shane today because many people, because we're in January, are thinking about taking on a vegan challenge. And the question is, Shane, where do we start? If we haven't got a clue, if we're used to eating meat and dairy every day, where do you start?
I think start small, Trina. I think Veganuary or the vegan challenge is a wonderful thing, but for so many of us, it's actually not that practical. It's not really very sustainable. And I think what we're trying to do is for people to have a more sustainable move towards plant-based. And if it's all or nothing, it's just not practical. So my advice would be just to start with even just one plant-based meal a day. And actually, that has a massive impact, particularly from an environmental perspective. Just one, swapping out just one meat or dairy meal for a climate-friendly plant-based meal can save 20% of your carbon footprint for the day, just that one meal.
Okay. Now, I just have this idea of when you go vegan, all you do is eat plates of vegetables and more vegetables, and there's not much taste, and the taste is kind of compromised. So what kinds of things are good to have?
There's actually a lot more opportunity for more delicious foods when you're eating a plant-based diet. I mean, for Feed, we're all about flavor. You know, people who buy our meals, they just love delicious food. And the vast majority of people who buy Feed products, they're not actually vegan. They just love really delicious, convenient meals. So, you know, lots of spices, lots of herbs, lots of vegetables to make really delicious stews and curries. That's really what we all want in the winter, I think.
So I guess when you're vegan, it's all about kind of like, say, pasta you can have. You can have like lentils. All this. There's a lot of store cupboard things that you can bulk up on as well to go with your meals when you're vegan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's really, really simple. Pasta, pulses, herbs and spices, all the things that we're used to cooking. And I think a lot of people overcomplicate it when actually it's very, very straightforward.
I think it's in Ireland, we're so used to having our meat every day and we're so used to having our dairy. It's almost more like a habit than really wanting it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And I'd imagine if you're not buying the meat and you're not buying as much dairy as you normally would be, that your food bill would probably go down too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a really nice stat that says that a plant-based meal on average is 85 cents less expensive than a meat or dairy-based meal. So, you know, this idea that plant-based eating is for the elite or it's a very expensive way of eating, that's simply not true. It's actually a lot cheaper and a lot more sustainable, much better for the wallet.
That must be because, though, so many more people are doing it now, because I'm sure years ago it was very difficult to find vegan friendly food, and to even when it came to eating out in restaurants and everything, it was a bit of a challenge. And even for vegetarians, sure, for a long time it was a challenge. The only thing that they could find in a restaurant was, you know, goat's cheese and tomato salad or something.
Yeah, and mushroom risotto
was another great one, wasn't it?
It's a classic. I think the food bill can really rack up when you're trying to mimic meat and dairy. So if you're buying plant-based meat or plant-based dairy products, that can get really, really expensive. But if you focus on natural whole food ingredients, like we talked about, vegetables, grains, pulses, herbs and spices, that's where you'll see a lot of savings because they're not expensive. In actual fact, often they're probably the best value products in the supermarket and in their natural form.
What about, Shane, for people who are worried about getting in all the correct vitamins and nutrients and everything that we learned about in school on the food pyramid that included your meat and your dairy?
There's so much data out there to say that eating a plant-based diet is actually probably much healthier for you. You know, I eat mostly a plant-based diet and I'm not deficient in anything. I think there's probably a question mark over B12, which you can only get from meat. But I mean, if you're not going vegan and you are still eating meat sometimes and fish sometimes, there's absolutely nothing to worry about from a vitamin perspective. Vegetables are full of micronutrients. Pulses are full of macronutrients like protein and fiber, which is exactly what you want to stay full. So I would follow a plant-based diet myself, and I have nothing negative to report in that respect.
Are you full-on vegan?
I'm not. No, I used to be.
Yeah.
But I found it too restrictive. I don't want to go to my friend's house for dinner and for them to have to cook me a different dinner. I don't want to have to go out and be really restricted by what I can eat.
And
I want to enjoy food. For me, food is really, really social. So I would eat generally plant-based Monday to Friday and then much more relaxed on the weekend. If everyone took that kind of approach, I think from a climate and an environmental perspective, we'd probably be in a much better place.
Interesting stuff. So yeah, just to even maybe, if you're thinking about doing the challenge, instead of like a lot of people who put themselves under too much pressure in January, is to maybe do one meal a week that is a plant-based meal, and then see how you get on with that. And then you might want to introduce maybe two meals in a week and see how you go from there. And then, yeah, your weekends, you can have what you want, I guess. But you're seeing a great amount of people that are enjoying the food and everything's going well.
Yeah, absolutely. From our perspective, I mean, like, we've sold a million of our meals now in Ireland. So for a country, as you said, who most of us were reared on meat and two veg, you know, for hundreds of thousands of us now to be incorporating plant-based meals into our diet every single day, I think that's a wonderful thing. Yeah, it's all really positive. It's a really exciting time of the year for us.
Well, if you want any more info, you can check out the website there. It is eatfeed.com, and feed is spelled F-I-I-D, so a little bit different, but you'll get that very easily enough. Just to confuse us all, Shane. Look, we'll let you get back to it. I know you're busy there. Thanks so much, and have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Trina.
Cheers, Shane.
Have a good one. Bye.
It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.